Welcome to Real Estate Investors Wealth Academy TV, sponsored by REI Wealth Academy.
What's going on, fellow real estate investors? This is John. We are in the final stretch coming up on Secret 9 and Secret 10, and we're going to get into it right now with Secret 9, and we're going to be talking about getting an agent. So this sparks some controversy sometimes within the real estate community. Should I get a license or should I get a realtor myself? And it really depends on what your investing goals are. It depends on what your skill set really is as well. Does it really help your business? Does it hurt your business? Can it hurt your business? And can it really help your business depending on what it is? And you're gonna get a variety of answers, but at the end of the day, you don't wanna throw away. Now granted, most of the resources that are out there are homes that are possibly for sale. There's probably more homes. In fact, I know there's more homes that are possible on the market than there is just in the MLS. The MLS really only accounts for about 25 to 30% of the possible homes that are on the market. And granted, that's an estimate, but at the same time, it nonetheless holds pretty true. And the one thing, it kind of falls a little bit of the Pareto principle, that 80-20 rule. And honestly, the whole agent question as well falls into the Pareto principle that we're gonna be talking about, the 80-20 rule as well. Because you really have about 20% of the agents out there that are actually doing about 80% of the volume. So you want to make sure that when you're finding somebody, you're finding an A player. You're finding somebody that's going to be a go-getter for you to meet your needs. Now, at the same time, you want to make sure that the person you're finding is going to meet the criteria, which means you need to have that criteria laid out for them. And again, you might go through a few iterations of agents. You might have to go through 4, 5, you might even have to go through 10. I don't know, it really depends. Now if you're, we'll get into this in the next video and things that you need to make sure that you're being responsible for, but you need to make sure that you have very specific communication with the agent on what means success for you in that relationship. Because how can they help you if they don't know exactly what you need the best way? We talked about that in the active listing this last time. You know, so maybe you could even see if the agent that's looking to work with you as an investor is actually actively listening to you. You know what? You might find out quickly that that person is not the A player that you thought they were. Now, just because a person does a whole bunch of deals in the area doesn't mean they work well with investors. You obviously are going to be putting in offers that are pretty much lower sometimes. And I know some real estate agents might even scoff at the idea of putting in a really low ball offer for stuff. But once you find one that understands the investment criteria, and it might take some coaching on your part to make sure that they understand what it is you're looking for and why, even though you're getting a little bit of a discount, even though they might be taking a hit, whether you pay them as a fee to buy or a fee to sell, or you actually do give them a little bit of the commission in either case, and even though you might be buying lower for a buyer's agent that could be getting a lower commission overall, that you're going to be doing volume. That for you, this isn't about so much of the one-off retail buyer that's going to be buying one house and then selling in the next 5 or 7 years, and then hopefully they have some friends that you can refer to the agent. You're going to be trying to do volume. One house is two houses every month, every 2 months, every 3 months, or maybe if you're a flipper or a wholesaler and you're running deals through, you know, they're going to get maybe smaller chunks on each deal, but because you're doing the volume you are, they're actually making a lot more money in the long run, and hopefully you can help them see that as well. So again, your A players are gonna be out there, they're gonna be telling you what the best areas are. When you come up with your criteria, whether that's single family lease option, whether that's gonna be buying home rentals, wholesaling, rehabbing, they're gonna have the pulse on the market, and you wanna make sure that they're actually putting you in some of the best spots that you have based on your criteria as well. And again, if they're not meeting your needs, find another one. You know what, find multiple at the same time if you have to find the right one to work with, or the right few to work with. Build a team if you have to. But remember, make them A players. And if they're not, boot them off the team. With that, make sure you're following us on Real Estate, REIWealthAcademy.com. Follow us on the blog, follow us on the Facebook page. If you're in the Roanoke Valley area, Roanoke Real Estate Education Group is the perfect spot for you to be. Make sure you're engaging. And this is John. I'll see you on the next video for Secret 9 and finding the right agent.
Decide today you don't want to take a back seat. Finally break your financial life cycle. Learn more now at www.reiwealthacademy.com.